All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. All you have to do, guys, get started, stay focused, and never, never quit. It can happen for you. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Guys, come to this call every week with pen and paper ready to go. You're going to get information that's going to make a difference in your business. You can expect it. You can listen for it. You can hear it. You'll receive it. And if you put it to action, it's going to make a difference in your business. Guys, get plugged in. Make sure that you're aware of what's going on. One of the ways that you can do that is to go to topambitleaders.com. Register for Brian McClure's newsletters. He sends out information on upcoming events. You want to make sure that you get it. Don't worry about being registered twice. The system will make sure that you're not getting duplicates. But if you're not registered, go to topambitleaders.com, and you need to sign up for Brian's newsletters. Speaking of the newsletters, let me tell you about this guy. He's the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. He's one of the top five income earners in network marketing worldwide. Not only that, he's a great husband, a great father. He's a philanthropist and one of my dearest friends. Please welcome top income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you with us?
I'm here, Bear. Appreciate those kind words. Before I get started on the important topic that I'm going to talk about tonight, I want to remind everybody about Spring Power Trip in Dallas, Texas. We had to change the venue because we blew out the old venue, so it's going to be at the DoubleTree. And it starts Thursday night with a business presentation on April 14th. And then Friday, we have a leadership breakfast Friday morning. That has sold out, so there are no tickets available to that unless you find somebody that may have an extra ticket. And then Friday night, we've got the question and answer session with Jerry and Chris. We're going to have 9 of the top 11 income earners there. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for you to participate. And then on Saturday, we're going to have an all-day training of the best of the best. I can tell you that we're not sold out yet. The only tickets we have left are just a handful of lunch tickets. That'll probably sell out tonight or tomorrow at the latest for Saturday. That's totally optional. And the tickets to actually get into the event, I'm just guessing. I mean, they might sell out tonight, but I would say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I doubt they'll be available, and we'll be talking about them on next Sunday night's call. So if you want to go to Spring Power Trip, you put off getting a ticket, or you want to grab an extra ticket for the new person that you just put in your business, you can transfer it online. You go to ambitpowertrip.com. It's the only way you can register. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Tickets to the event are $99. Make sure you get on there tonight. Spread the word to your organization. This event has always sold out. It will sell out. There's just a handful of tickets left. So with that, I want to tell you, and for those of you that get on this call and have listened to me over the years, you don't hear me say this very, very often. But the call that I'm going to and what I'm going to talk about tonight, I think is one of the most important calls that I've ever had the opportunity to do in Ambit Energy. And so I hope that you came to the call with paper and pencil. I hope that you'll take the recording of this call, which will be available probably on Tuesday at topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. You click on training, and then you click on Sunday Night Business Builder Calls in the drop-down menu, and it'll be the top call as soon as we get it edited and put up and posted. I would encourage you to download it. I'd encourage you to listen to it over and over again, because what I'm going to talk about tonight is a paradigm shift in how we do Ambit Energy. You know, I got involved in Ambit Energy back in 06. Company launched August 1st of 06. I got involved the end of September of 06, and I started doing the two things the company paid me back then and pays me today to do, which is go gather a handful of loyal energy customers, people that I know, love, and trust, and go try to find an army of other people that would do the same thing. And as everybody on this call knows, we don't get paid unless customers are acquired. You put somebody into the business and roll them into the business. They get started as an Ambit Energy consultant. They get their C number. If they don't go enroll customers, not only do they not get a return of their investment or a return on their investment or any remuneration at all, but their sponsor doesn't, and everybody that is paid to help that person get started doesn't get paid either. We only get paid with the acquisition of customers. So with that kind of as a foundation, I want to tell you that there's two paradigm shifts that have occurred in Ambit Energy simulcast of 2016. And the first one was the announcement at simulcast. You all have heard me on previous calls talk about, I believe, that the biggest single announcement in the history of Ambit Energy, there have been some great ones, the free energy announcement and open enrollment and on, just, you know, all the states and the this and the that and the bonuses and double, triple, and, you know, on and on, that I believe that the announcement at simulcast 2016 of making the enrollment fee to get involved with Ambit Energy $75 between the date that it was announced and December 31st of 2016, I believe that that's the single largest announcement in the history of Ambit Energy. And I still believe that. In fact, I know it to be a fact. And what I want to do is I want to share with you why that's important, okay, and paradigm shift number one. And then I'm going to go on to couple that with paradigm shift number two and tell you how dynamically your Ambit Energy business has changed with these two paradigm shifts. You know, the dynamics in a business are human behavior that's rewarded is repeated, and human behavior that is not rewarded is not repeated. So you put somebody into Ambit Energy, the bottom line is the rubber's got to hit the road at some point. They've got to make some money. At some point, they've got to go hire or go acquire those first couple of customers, get paid their money back, a return of their investment, and then a return on their investment. So paradigm shift number one is the extension of $75, or the announcement, rather, of $75 between now and December 31st. Let me tell you why that's important. You see, at simulcast 2015, they announced open enrollment, zero down to get involved in our business. And, you know, I forget how many weeks they did that for, and then they extended it, and they extended it again, and then that was over. They ended it, and you know, I don't remember what the fee was, but, you know, $75 or $150, and the fee went up and down, and then they did open enrollment again. Folks, when that occurs, when there's temporary changes in the amount of money that it takes to get involved in Ambit Energy, to get enrolled as a consultant, that initial investment, you can't change the fundamental training of how you do the business, because as soon as you start to implement those changes and get the word out across the distributor base or the consultant base of Ambit Energy, if they were to have changed it back to the $429, all that would have been in vain and everybody would have been confused. So even though I knew dynamically that the business had changed and dynamically the way we needed to build the business had changed, even with the people that I was working with personally, I didn't institute paradigm shift number two that I'm going to share with you in a minute. Let me tell you what everybody does when they first look at Ambit Energy and start to look at it to see if they want to get involved as a consultant. And I've got multi, extremely wealthy people in my business, and they look at it as the same way as somebody that's broke as a church mouse and has to go borrow the money to get involved in the business. And I've had both people that have gotten involved in my business wildly successful on both ends of that spectrum. You know, you all have heard Chris Atkinson tell the story over and over again, how he hitched a ride with Eddie Routon to come from Houston to Dallas, and it just so happened that I was in the office that day, and Chris Chambliss asked me to show him the plan, and they got excited, went back to Houston, and Chris Atkinson had to borrow the money to get involved in Ambit Energy. Well, I can tell you that with the success that Chris and Debbie Atkinson have had with this business, you know, that's just living proof that, somebody that was just at a moment in time in their life where they didn't have the money to get involved made it work because he had a burning desire to make a positive change in his life. And I could go on and tell you about doctors and lawyers and literally Indian chiefs that have gotten involved in the business that have done pretty well in the business that have done maybe not as well as Chris and Debbie have done, but have done extremely well in the business. So whether you're extremely wealthy individual, somebody that was really struggling, got involved in Ambit Energy, or anywhere in between, this is what you do when you look at our business. You analyze how I get a return of my investment. So if you look at the dynamic of that at $429, the bottom line was that everybody that looked at the business where it cost $429 plus the $24.95 to get involved in the business, they understood one thing. Now, the marketing plan's complicated, so they didn't understand necessarily exactly what they had to do to get their $150 plus investment back. But what they did understand was this, is that it was not destiny in their own hands. In other words, they not only had to go do something, but they had to roll some other people in the business, and then those people had to go gather customers too. So they might not know if they had to enroll two or three or the exact customer counts, but what they fundamentally knew in their gut was is that they had to not only go and get some customers themselves, that would be destiny in their own hands, but they also had to enroll some other consultants in the business, and those people had to go and gather customers. Like I said at the top of the call, no one gets paid without the acquisition of customers. So they knew in their gut that they were going to have to go and start to build the business. And for a lot of people, that's why so many people would say, well, let me think about it. They would tell you maybe, and they'd put you off, and they'd quit answering your call and so on and so forth, because just psychologically, whether it was a conscious thought or not, the bottom line psychologically is they knew or they doubted whether they could really be successful in the business because they were going to have to be dependent on other people. So what's exciting about the $75 plus the $24.95 to get involved in the business? We all know that there's a little tax in there. So but for purposes of this call, let's say it takes $100 to get involved in this business. Well, if you gather your customers outside of the state of Texas, you've got to go gather three customers to get a return of your investment. And if you gather your customers inside of the state of Texas, they're Texas Energy customers, all you have to do is get two customers. We all know that one of those customers can be yourself. So in Texas, they sign up themselves. All they've got to do is get one other customer to get a return of their investment. In the other states and District of Columbia that we're in, the bottom line is they've got outside of themselves, they have to go get two customers. Now, it's not a requirement they sign themselves up, but the vast majority of people do. So in Texas, you need two customers. Outside of Texas, you need three customers to get a return of that investment. Now, outside of Texas, if you go on and gather two more under the bonus structure, you're going to get another $50. And inside of Texas, if you go and get two more and get your customers from Texas, I don't think everybody on this call understands it doesn't matter where the consultant is domiciled. What we're talking about here is where the customer is domiciled. So if you get two additional Texas customers, you're not going to just get another $50. You're going to get another $100, okay? So the first paradigm shift that you have to understand, the largest announcement in the history of Ambit Energy occurred at Simulcast 2016, and that's reducing the fee to enroll a consultant or somebody to roll themselves into the business went from $429, which what had been for years, to $75 through December 31st, 2016, which gives us a long enough period of time to ramp and go build the business under this new dynamic. Okay, so that was paradigm shift number one. Paradigm shift number two occurs within the system that we build Ambit Energy. You know, Michael Gerber wrote a book called The E-Myth Revisited, and in his book, Gerber talks about either work for a system or you've got a system that works for you. And what I can tell you is that we've got a system that will work for you if you'll work the system. Okay, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. Now, I'm not going to teach our system. It's available on topambitleaders.com and a lot of other group websites and in Ambit University. But the system at a high level is this. Number one is you make a written list of prospects. These are people you know, love, and trust that either want to make money or save money with Ambit Energy. Number two, from that written list, the only purpose of the written list is number two, which is, we call the invitation. So step two is the invitation, not an invitation to join the business. Yes, you eventually want them to join the business, but an invitation to take a look. And if you don't understand that distinction, you really, really need to understand it. When you invite somebody to take a look at this business, you're not trying to sign them up on paper. Why? Because if you think about it, if all you ever do is make a written list, there's no possibility of enrollment. If all you do is invite people to look at the business and no one ever looks, there's no possibility of enrollment. So you're not going to put anybody in your business unless you get to the third step, which is presentation. See, the only purpose of the invitation is to get somebody to look, which is the third step at the presentation. This is where we show the Ambit Energy business to somebody. And with the new corporate tools, I tell you, they're dynamite. You know, the first video gives an overview. It's 5 minutes and a few seconds. At the end of that video, you simply ask them, did that make sense to you? And if they say yes, say, well, you know, if you'll spend another 8 minutes, you can take a look at the, you know, how we get paid. The vast majority of people do. So you're going to show them the two videos, the five-minute video, the overview video, and the presentation video. And so in less than 15 minutes, they're going to have all the information they need to have completed the third step, which is presentation. And then after the presentation is validation, okay? Now, typically the first validation is that you're going to three-way that prospect that you want to enroll in Ambit Energy. You're going to three-way them on with your upline or sideline or somebody that you work with that's going to answer all their questions. Other validation events could be taking them to a hotel meeting. Another validation event could be handing them the magazine and pointing out an article inside of it that with somebody that they could relate to. You know, if you have a nurse or somebody in the medical field, you know, show them Debbie Atkinson's profile where she talks about, you know, her three nursing jobs and how she's no longer in nursing and how Ambit Energy has changed her life. And, you know, real estate, there are real estate people in there, Peter Luter, a mortgage person, you know, you're going to use that magazine as a validation tool. That validation tool might be you sit down with them for lunch, or you sit down with your upline or your sponsor with them for lunch. So what happens at validation is you increase the probability that they're going to get involved in the business. So the possibility of enrollment only occurs at the end of step three, which is presentation, and then the multiple validation steps that we teach are the opportunity for you to increase the probability that they're going to enroll in your business. So let's talk about presentation. That's where the possibility of enrollment exists. It only exists after they actually see the business, because without seeing the business, folks, let's just face it, they're not going to join the business, okay? So we're at presentation. And you've heard me teach this, and leaders throughout Ambit teach it over the years. At the end of the presentation, a person can say, yes, I want to join the business. Well, if that's the case, get them on the computer, sign them up and get them a C number. They put in their credit card. They pay their $75 and their $24.95. They get a C number. Always take a person that says yes, put them into the computer, get them a C number. Person can say no. Hey, this isn't for me. I'm not interested in the sales. I wouldn't be good at this. Whatever it is, you know, when you get a definitive no, okay, then you're going to do what you always did, is you're going to try to sign that person up as a customer. Now, we all know if you've been in the business any period of time or experienced the business at all for any period of time, that anything that's not a yes, in other words, we're taking them to the computer, they're pulling out their credit card and they're joining, or is not a definitive no, is what I put in the bucket called maybe. I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my husband. I need to come up with the money. I need to do more due diligence. I need to talk to this person, that person, the other person. Whatever it is they do, they're not saying yes, so they're not going to the computer and putting up their credit card and joining, and they're not saying no. You know, hey, give me a little bit more time. I don't know when I'd fit this in, so on and so forth. So the system to date, under the 429, previous to these paradigm shifts that I'm talking about, the system to date was what? The system that has always been taught was to get the written list of prospects. In other words, you know, we want to try to see if, even though though they've said maybe, if they'll open up their sphere of influence. Because if they will, they'll be successful. And if they won't, if in other words, if they don't feel good enough about the business to want to share it with other people, then they're not going to be successful in the business, because in a $429 world for the enrollment fee in Ambit Energy, they had to bring other people into the business, and they had to help those people gather customers, or they weren't going to get a return of their investment. Here's the paradigm shift, folks. So number one paradigm shift, again, to review, is giving us till December 31st on a $75 enrollment fee with $24.95 for the website, which is what it's always been. And the ability for a new prospect to clearly see with the destiny in their own hands that if they go and gather three customers that are out in the territories and the states outside of Texas, that they can get a return of their investment. And if they gather their two customers inside the state of Texas, they can get a return of their investment. Okay, so that's paradigm number one. Here's paradigm number two. At maybe, what we did in the past is we got a list of prospects, consultants. We always showed the plan, and when somebody said no to the opportunity, we signed them up as a customer. Okay, here's the shift, folks. At maybe, what you do is you say, you turn to them and you say something like this. You say, well, Mary, let me ask you a question. If I could show you a way that you could make $75 an hour, okay, $75 an hour for a couple hours work, you could make $150. Rather than talk to your wife or, you know, do the due diligence on the internet, would you be willing to work with me personally to make that happen for you and your life? $75 an hour. Now, folks, the majority of people that we attract to this business or that are attracted to this business, $75 is attractive. Now, let me tell you how I come up with $75. Because if you'll sit down with that prospect, now they haven't joined, you sit down with that prospect and you smile and dial, you ask them to make a list of 20 people that they know that want to save money on their energy bill, and you smile and dial with them for 2 hours. You spend about 10 or 15 minutes training them on how to ask people to do them a favor. And you smile and dial with them for a couple of hours. If they're outside of the state of Texas, they're going to be able to, typically they're going to sign themselves up, so they're going to be able to sign up four more customers, okay, in a two-hour period of time with you working with them, okay? If they're in Texas, and so that's $100 for the first three customers they get, and then the bonus two customers, they're going to get another 50, they're going to get 150. If that takes 2 hours, they made $75 an hour. Now, in Texas, all they have to do is get one other customer to get the first 100 and two more customers to get the second 100, because the bonus in Texas is $100. It's double, okay? So I want you to think about that. In Texas, if you're on the call from Texas, you can talk to them very realistically about making $100 an hour, okay? Now, folks, this is what I have to tell you, is you're going to have to deprogram yourself. You don't have to talk to them about how to get to RC. They saw all that in the video. You don't have to talk to them about 526. You don't have to confuse them with anything. All you have to do is disseminate information on an as need to know basis, which is a learned skill in this business. Let me just say it again. Disseminate information on an as need to know basis. Sit down with them, make a written list of 20 people that they know that want to save money. And then when they get that written list, then you sit down with them and smile and dial with them for a couple of hours and help them gather customers. Now, where are you going to put the customers? Well, if you have 20, 21 customers yourself, the system allows you to put them into your account on your C number, and then they have 7 days after the acquisition of those customers to get a C number themselves and for you to move the customers underneath their C number, okay? If you don't have 20 customers, I'm going to encourage you to go get 20 customers so that you can work this system most efficiently, okay? So if you're at 15 or 17 customers, you know, you didn't have enough depth in your organization that you weren't really driven to go get customers, go get customers, get over 20 so you can put the customers on your personal account. Now, don't stop building the business while you're waiting for that to happen. So if you don't have your 20 customers, you're going to take their customers, you're going to write them down on paper, okay? And you're going to acquire their customer count that they need, 5 customers outside of Texas, 4 customers inside of Texas. If they're gathering customers inside of Texas, you're talking to them about $100 an hour. 2 hours to gather those customers is $100 an hour with the double bonus in Texas. And if they're gathering customers outside of the state of Texas, you're going to talk to them about $75 an hour. So you're going to turn to the person after they said maybe. You're talking to Mary. Mary says, well, I really want to talk to my husband, John. Say, you know what, Mary, I want you to talk to John, but let me ask you a question. If you and I work together, and this works best if you sit down eyeball to eyeball with them, but if you're in Texas and you got a prospect in Maryland, that ain't going to happen, okay? So you can do it through three-way calling. But the preferred methodology, if you can, is to sit down eyeball to eyeball with them, and you're going to say something along the lines of Mary, well, let me ask you. If I could show you a way without making an investment in Ambit Energy yourself with no money down, where you could make approximately $75 an hour, and I'm going to use the lower figure, of course, in Texas, you'd say $200 an hour. You could make approximately $75 an hour. Would it be worth an investment of an additional 2 hours of your time to see if Ambit Energy could work for you and your business or something along those lines? When they say yes, say, well, Mary, then what we would do is we would make a list of 20 people. Okay, these are 20 people that you know that would want to save money off of their energy bill. Now, folks, if you're in a guaranteed savings program area, what you're going to do is you're going to tell them about all the virtues of the guaranteed savings. You know, there's a 1% saving, there's a 3% savings, whatever's applicable to where they're going to gather their customers. And you're also going to talk to them about the renewal. You say, and the great news is, let's say you're in Ohio or Pennsylvania, you know, you're gonna get guaranteed savings for a year, and then at the end of the year, you get guaranteed savings again as long as you call the company and renew. So you're guaranteed savings over the incumbent. So, Mary, we're not only going to sign you up and get you guaranteed savings, but we're going to sign up some other people and get them the guaranteed savings. So we're not selling anything here, Mary. All we're doing is educating people on how to save money. Now, I want to put a little capsule around these comments, and I want to direct them to people that are acquiring customers in New York. Okay, with the recent ruling by the Public Utility Commission in the state of New York, and this is only applicable if you're gathering your customers in the state of New York, you're going to say something like this. You're going to say, you know, Mary, I don't know if you've heard or not, but recently there was an exciting ruling by the Public Utility Commission, and the ruling was that any ESCO, which is what Ambit Energy is, any company, in other words, that competes against the incumbent, let's say you're in New York City, you're going to say Con Ed, against Con Ed, is by this ruling required to offer a guaranteed savings to their customers. So the beauty of it is that if Ambit Energy or any other ESCO doesn't give their customers the guaranteed savings, the Public Utility Commission in the state could find them in violation of that rule, and the worst sanction could be is they could lose their right to do business. So bottom line is, Mary, because of the Public Utility Commission, this recent ruling inside the for every consumer inside the state of New York, is every single one of your friends, families, coworkers, people that you know, love, and trust that sign up to be a customer by ruling by the state is absolutely unequivocally guaranteed to save money. Isn't that exciting? That's not just for you. That's for everybody. And, Mary, don't forget that if they go on to get their free energy, and why wouldn't they want to save people that have guaranteed savings off of a bill they're already willing to pay, you're going to get commissions on that as well. So you can weave in, whether it's New York or outside of New York, you can weave in the free energy as well. Okay? So here's the paradigm shift. I want to be really clear. Before we were getting on a maybe, a person that said maybe, regardless of what they said, they didn't say yes, which is they get a C number and pay their money, and they didn't say no, which is them basically saying they didn't want to do the business. The vast majority of people say maybe, and a maybe previously, here's the paradigm shift. I want to make sure you get it. The paradigm shift is before we got a written list of prospects. We always believe show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and then those that didn't want to join the business, that's how you gathered your customers. Okay? The paradigm shift is this. At maybe, You sit down with them, work with them for two hours, and folks, this is critical. It's really critical that you talk about this money on a per-hour basis, because even if a person's making $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000 a year, to make $75 or $100 an hour is appealing to them, and they're going to do it. No, don't fail to mention this. You're going to do it in the comfort of your home, just sitting there and educating people on how they can save money on their electricity and natural gas. What could get any easier than that, Mary? So what we do is make a list of 20 people that you know that you want to do a favor for and save them money on their electric bill. Bing, bing. That's the paradigm shift. We're getting a list of customers. We're only asking for 20. And then you start to smile and dial. Now, I don't have time to get into a customer gathering call, but you can go to numerous websites and learn how to gather customers. But essentially, at a high level, they're going to ask their friends and family to do them a favor, okay? Then go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click and watch Miriam Wado talk about the methodology on how to gather customers. You can go into Ambit University. You can get on web training calls that all the various groups within Ambit Energy do, and learn how to gather your customers. So you're going to smile and dial and keep track of the time. Say, okay, Mary, it's 8:15. Let's see if we can get this done in two hours. Now, it might take a little bit more, might take a little bit less, but I want to see how much we're going to make an hour working together, and we're going to have some fun doing it. This is another critical thing you have to tell them before you start this two-hour process. Say, now, Mary, your anticipation may be that every single person we call and ask to be your customer, because it just makes all the sense in the world, is going to become your customer. And what I can tell you is that's not going to happen. In fact, my anticipation is that the reason I ask you for 20 names is we're probably only going to get a couple out of 10 to actually do it, okay? They're going to want to talk to their husband. There's going to be this excuse, that excuse. So I just want to prepare you ahead of time that not everybody's going to do it, but we're going to smile and dial until we get four people, you know. And again, dealing with the numbers in the Northeast, assuming that they sign up themselves, they need a total of five customers. We all need that. So assuming they signed up themselves, that we can get four people that will do you a favor and save themselves some money in the state of New York, guaranteed saving some money by the ruling of the Public Utility Commission. And boom, you're going to smile and dial. And at the end of it, you're going to say, look, Mary, you know, do the calculation. You know, it took you, let's just say it took you dead on 2 hours. You're going to do the calculation, said, hey, Mary, we made $75 an hour. Now, Mary, and here's here's where you get the list of prospects. You turn to Mary, you look at her in her eyes and say, Mary, how hard was that? Well, we kind of had some fun. Remember when Aunt Susan just kind of blew you off, and then the next one we called just signed up right on the spot? Just kind of how it goes. You don't have to worry about it, you know? And so you're just engaging in conversation with Mary, and you're going to look at her dead smack in her eyes. And you're going to say, Mary, how many people do you know that wouldn't mind making $75 an hour? Because for every person you refer to me that we can do the same thing you and I just did, Mary, not only are they going to make $75 an hour, but you're going to make $75 an hour too, because I don't know if you remember in the video, but they talked about a matching bonus. And when you put a person into the business and they get three customers, they make $100 and you make $100. And then they get the two bonus customers like you did. They make $50 and you make $50. And so, Mary, what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to work with you as long as you'll come along with me. Because keep in mind, folks, you can't do this for everybody, okay? You've got to get your new people trained on how to smile and dial just the way you're smiling and dialing with them. So, Mary, if you'll do what I just did, if you'll come along with me, we'll work with three or four people that you know, and just plug them into the system. Remember how I asked you to take a look at the first video, and I asked you, did that make sense to you? And when you said yes, I said, well, would you be interested in spending 8 more minutes to look at the compensation video? And then you said yes. And remember, I didn't give you those websites, Mary, until I had you on the phone, and I had your commitment that you would watch it, and I stayed on the phone with you as you watched those videos. See, in other words, if you bring Mary through the system properly, she's already trained on how the system works. So now you've done 2 hours of calling, you've gotten her customers, you know, you've signed her up with her C number, you've transferred the customers out of your account into her account, or you've taken them off of paper and you've entered them into the computer, and now you're making the written list of potential consultants, okay? These are her prospects. And then you're going straight into training her and working with her on how to invite people to what? Not join, but to look. And the system duplicates itself. Now, when she gets somebody that says maybe, but they said, yeah, I'd like to make $75 an hour, Mary is telling them, look, I just sat down in the last 2 hours. I've made $75 an hour, Jane, and I'm telling you, this thing's for real as a heart attack. You need to look at these videos, and if you're interested, I'm here with Brian, and Brian will and I will come over to your house, and we'll do the same thing that Brian and I just did, and this thing, you'll make $75 an hour just like I did. Folks, they are so excited. They are jumping through the phone with their excitement. That becomes contagious. The people look at the videos. So now you and Mary are going over to Jane's house. Now, if Mary can't go, go ahead and go on your own, okay, and have Mary be dialed in. Put your cell phone on speaker and have Mary listening, okay? She may have to babysit the kids or whatever, but the purpose for Mary going is what? Is for her to hear all the objections and to learn how to gather customers. So you're going to do that for one, two, three people for Mary, however long it takes until Mary feels comfortable. Some people, you won't have to do it for anybody else for Mary. Mary will just go do it on her own. And every time Mary's out doing that, helping somebody make $75 an hour, she's making $75 an hour. Mary, what we need to do is we need to get you making $75 an hour 2 hours at a time. Or Mary, we need you to get, if they're gathering Texas customers, making $100 an hour 2 hours at a time. So, again, I'm going to take the lower number. So, Mary, if you did this three times a week, that's $450 a week, Mary. By just going over to somebody's house, or if you can't go to their house, getting on the phone with them and working through just like we did. So you do one Sunday afternoon, you do one on Saturday, you do one during the week, or if you can't fit in three, you only do two. Okay, that's $300 a week. Folks, when you start breaking the money down, this is what this paradigm shift does for people. When you start breaking the money down to a per-hour basis, it's what people can relate to. And then more importantly, rather than it be, you know, talking about how Brian McClure makes X number of dollars, or Chris or Debbie make X number of dollars, or Raymondi makes X number of dollars, or Steve Thompson, or Esther Spina, or Philip Eckert, or Frank Smalling, or this one, or that one, or the other one makes all this money. You're talking about real money, and more importantly, by doing with the person. Remember, folks, from day one at Ambit Energy, we've got paid to help people gather customers, not to tell people to gather customers. So go out there and help them gather customers. Now, here's what's going to happen, and here's why, for the few people that have implemented this, it's absolutely exploding, and here's why. What happens is they get a check with their name on it, and they get it quickly. So you're doing this Wednesday night. They get their customers verified. They're in the system by Friday. The next Friday, they're getting paid. Okay? They're going out and working with people, and those people are getting paid, and then they're getting paid. And so if they're willing to go out and just do one or two a week, what's happening? Think about it logically. They're getting paid every week. Do you think they're excited? They're getting $100. They're getting $200. They're getting $300. They're getting $600 in upfront bonuses. And guess what? They don't know how 526 works necessarily. But when they start to get close, remember the key I told you earlier, key fundamental, disseminate information on an as-need-to-know basis. Start talking to them about 526. Hey, you got four people? Let's go get two more. And then guess what? Instead of 100, when you gather three, now you're getting 155. And you're getting double that if you're in Texas. So just think about it. They're gathering customers in Texas. Instead of $100 an hour, they're getting $155 an hour. Folks, tell me somebody you don't know that doesn't want to make $155 an hour that can gather customers in Texas once they're in RC. Okay? Back that figure down. Okay? Back that figure down to 155 instead of 100 for your first three customers out that are gathered outside of the state of Texas. Okay, and then what is it, $87.50 for half again, $55, $87.50, they're making over $200. So now outside of Texas, they're making over $100 an hour. folks, what I'm telling you is when people start to equate mentally that them going and smiling and dialing with somebody is worth over $100 an hour, or to start is worth $75 an hour, your organization will explode. These are paradigm shifts that the likes of which our business, the dynamics of which drive our business, have never, ever, 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 ever seen since Ambit Energy started in August of 2006. And I'm telling you, you can do one of two things. It's not my job as a leader to make you successful. It's my job as a leader to give you the information so you can go make yourself successful. So you can keep doing the business the way you've been doing the business. Hey, that's good. I'm excited for you. You know, you're making money. Hey, who's for me to tell you any different, okay? But what I can tell you is that if you'll go through the transition, and let me forewarn you before you start down this path, not everybody that says that they'll get together with you for 2 hours is going to get together with you, right? I mean, you're still going to go through the same frustrations. But the ones that will get together with you, the ones that will sit down with you, and you hit and smile and dial, they'll be so excited, they'll bring a lot more people with a lot more energy into the business, and they'll get a lot more people smiling and dialing. And what I'll tell you is the money's going to start to flow. And when the money starts to flow, the business explodes. Let me tell you a story kind of way back in the beginning. Ray Monty put Norbert Hennessy into the business. Norbert Hennessy's first, and I don't remember the exact number, and I know Norbert's on this call every week, so I apologize, but I'm going to take a stab at it, and I know it's close. But the first 80-some-odd people that Norbert put into the business all triggered, okay? They all got their fast start one, every single one of them. And that started an avalanche in that business that caused Ray Monty to become an EC in 60 days. Caused Norbert Hennessy to go through the roof with residual income because everybody was getting paid and they were all showing up with their checks and they were all talking about how wonderful the business was because everybody was getting paid. But not only was everybody getting paid, they were getting paid quickly. You know, if you wait till the 28th day to help that person get their last customer, and that's a Monday, they're 6 weeks into the business before they get a check. Their enthusiasm for our business has waned considerably. They start getting a check day 10, day 14, day 17 in the business. Their excitement goes through the roof. Folks, I tell you, I'm going to do something I hadn't done in a while, and I'm excited about it. But on May 3rd, I'm going to be doing a business builder training from 7 to 10 in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, outside of Chicago at the Holiday Inn in Elk Grove. And the next night, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio, doing the same business building training. And the next night, on May 5th, I'm going to be doing a business builder training at the Crown Plaza Pittsburgh West on Holiday Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then the next week on Monday night, the 9th, I'm going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. Tuesday, I'm going to be in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. And Wednesday night, I'm going to be in Portland, Maine. I haven't set up the schedule for a tour of Texas, but I'll hopefully fit that in May as well. And I'm going to go around and I'm going to teach this. And what's going to happen is we're going to get a good core group of people that are going to go start to implement this. They're going to understand those two dynamic changes. One is the $75, the paradigm shift. And the second one is instead of on a maybe, get the written list for people that you want to talk to about joining our business. Get a written list of people that want to save money on their energy. Get them a check and get them a check fast. And I'll tell you what, this thing will absolutely blow up. I look for the momentum in Ambit Energy for those of you that will take my advice and start to implement this. And anytime there's a change, I just want to forewarn you. You know, it's a little awkward. You know, you got to get your timing down. You got to get your rhythm down. Stick with us. You'll see a quick upward tick in your momentum in your business very, very quickly. I'm excited for it. I'm excited that Ambit Energy gave us the opportunity to teach this because of the extension of the $75 to December 31st. And for those of you that will come attend the training and then go back and train your people, it's going to be exciting. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend to everybody on this call. Rather than pulling your group together and trying to train them all on how to do this and get a whole lot of brain damage around this, just go put some new people in the business. pull out your written list, knock the dust off of it if you haven't done it in a while, go enroll somebody in the business or go enroll two or three people in the business and start to work this system. Then go back to your existing people that are sitting around and aren't doing a whole lot and tell them the results. Folks, they're a lot more likely to do what you do than what you tell them you're going to do. And they're going to turn to you and they're going to say, well, how's it working for you? Well, I haven't started yet. I just heard Brian talk about it on a conference call. That's a lot less powerful than say, well, I put three new people in the business, all of which had said maybe. And when I smiled and dialed with them, they all got in. And then I've been so busy, I haven't been able to keep up because they've each got a couple of people in and those people are getting people in. And then on top of it, they know how to smile and dial and get customers. So they want free energy. So now I got people getting free energy. And all I can tell you is the thing's blowing up. And when you do that with enthusiasm and excitement, because doubt has taken you out of action up until now, but now action is going to take you out of doubt, what I can tell you is your business is fixing to explode. Hey, Bear, with that, let's wrap it up. I hope everybody will go to topambitleaders.com, click on Business Builder Call on Tuesday, download this call, listen to it over and over again, share it with as many people as you can. To say I'm excited about Ambit Energy is an understatement. Use these two paradigm shifts to your advantage, and the dynamics in your business could change overnight. So, Bear, let's open it up.
And, Brian, we want to say happy birthday to you a day early. And, guys, awesome call. Looking forward to hearing it again.